Ask Ashley.
Yep, that's me.
And me.
Oh, best friend, we killing them. No new friends, get rid of them. Oh, these new niggas, yeah, I ain't feeling them. Yeah, it's just me and my friend and them.
Hello.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Oh, you know, over here drinking last night's wine like a real classy bitch.
Only because I've done the exact same thing. I know the deep embarrassment that you feel right now.
Yeah. It just happened to be sitting next to my computer and I thought, yeah, it's fine. Cheers.
You know when I do that? Mm-hmm. When I'm at a hotel and the housekeeper has come and has cleaned the whole room but left the glass of wine with like a little coaster on top. It's like it's clean. Basically inviting me like, you still want this.
You're cool.
You're fine. Get in the bathtub. Take me. Take me with you to the bathtub.
Take me with you.
I'd be drinking all kinds of old wine in the hotel.
Listen. Essentially, wine is just old. So it's like wine out isn't making it nothing but more wine. This is basically a decanter. I let it sit out overnight.
But it does taste differently and you know it.
No, it's stronger. It's like hitting me in the back of my throat. Like it's not smooth like it felt last night. It feels like it's really going to do the job a lot faster. Because why? Who throws out wine?
That's no, crazy. I have that experience all the time.
That's when you know you're a real wino. It's fine. I'll be okay.
Anyways, what's up, girlfriend? How's your day been?
You know, had a solid WNBA conversation because after the Final Four and like how much popularity college women's basketball has gained, now everyone's like, oh, the WNBA, like, it's a thing.
I saw the post that said that Caitlin Clark was going to make approximately like $78,000 or so.
Right.
$78,000 this year for, guess what, it was like 4 months worth of work in the WNBA.
Yes.
And it has people up in arms, as if we haven't been having the pay disparity problem conversation amongst women in sports already for years, because all eyes are on basketball. And women's sports.
Women's basketball specifically.
Now people want to raise their voice.
And I saw this post that said, if you haven't watched a WNBA game before on TV or bought a ticket, like you need to shut the up. It's essentially like what it said. So the WNBA apparently makes, as an organization, makes $60 million a year. $12 million of it goes to the players. Whereas the NBA makes something like $6 billion. I could be wrong. It's something like that, $6 billion. But the profit share for the NBA is 51%. But the problem is, if you give WNBA players 51% of $60 million, then there's no money. It doesn't make sense for the owners. You can't run the operation. So until it actually physically starts making more money, there's literally nothing that the owners can do.
For sure. If you don't bring in the money, we can't pay out the money. It's really simple.
Yeah.
I saw a post from a guy that I follow who worked in marketing for the New York Liberty. And he basically reposted the post that you put up that was like, hey, if you've never supported the WNBA, if you don't own a jersey, if you never bought a ticket, I don't want to hear you talk about the pay disparity.
Yeah.
He said that they basically struggled to give away free tickets to the Liberty game.
Yeah.
Like that it is so far away from them ever being close to even what NBA players are making, because getting to fill the seats is enough of a problem.
It's actually really sad, because the first time I went to a WNBA game was actually, in fact, because we got free tickets through Charlie's basketball team, right? So they were literally giving them to basketball teams to come. So we went, and when I went in there, it honestly made me sad. I felt physically sad and depressed because I've only been to Laker or Clippers games at Crypto, right? I walked in there. It's like a dead zone. There was like one concession stand open. The seats were completely empty, and I was like, wow. But it took my daughter actually being interested in basketball and someone giving us a free ticket, like, here, the team's going to the game, like, you guys should come. To now, I have become a supporter. I bought the WNBA package, and I have now bought WNBA tickets for me and my kids to go. However, there's not that many people that are going to have that personal of a, like, how many people's daughters say they want to play in the WNBA? Not that many. That's what led me to it. So it's sad, but they're putting so much pressure on Caitlin Clark and these girls that are just coming out. And I don't see how it's going to work. Also, bad business move to have Caitlin Clark drafted to the team in Indiana. They should have put her in a bigger market. And then they put Angel Reese right in the hood.
In Chicago with Camila Cordoza. Now, if you want, we could roll to the Chicago Sky game.
Yeah, bitch. I can't wait. Because also, I'm hoping that Camila and Angel start fighting again. They had like a massive rivalry, and now they've been drafted onto the same team.
Well, what's tricky for me is that, you know, Angel Reese is like a 4-5. Camila is definitely the 5 and went first. So who becomes the starting center? Who becomes whose backup?
So word on the street is, for real basketball fans, they say Angel Reese really isn't that girl, that she created a persona and a personality that brought her stardom, but like her actual basketball skills, like these other girls are genuinely better players than her.
Yeah, no, when people are like, oh, she's going to go top 5, oh, she's going to go top whatever, everything that I read, anybody that knew basketball predicted her going exactly where she went, like in around 7 or 8. They said she would go top 10, but never top 5.
Yeah.
So that must be what is really tea about her basketball game.
Yeah.
But
she brought a lot to the sport, which we can acknowledge. Do we want to talk about the fashion at the WNBA draft?
I would love to talk about the fashion because, again, I only watched the WNBA draft from up until pick 8, right after Angel Reese.
Yeah. And to be honest, I didn't actually watch the draft. I only followed the fashion coverage. So this is what I can tell you.
Tell me.
Caitlin Clark is the first basketball player to ever be dressed by Prada for the draft. No man ever. Caitlin Clark, Prada, went down. Yes.
Wow.
Yes,
so they
indeed.
Dressed her.
And I liked the way she looked.
It wasn't tailored right.
Well, yeah, but like the overall vision and what she was wearing made sense for me for the WNBA draft. Some of these girls look like they were going to prom. Like Angel Reese, where were you going in that dress? I'm very confused. I don't understand. Is it prom or is it the WNBA draft? That looked like a terrible prom dress. And I'm just going to say it. You can hate me if you want to.
So if men wear suits on draft day,
I know.
Are WNBA players supposed to wear power suits? Because that's essentially what
Caitlin
had on.
So this is what I want to say.
Power suit.
Caitlin had on a power suit. The other girl that I really like, Paige.
Beckner. Paige is the one that's, I think she's staying.
Yes.
Paige was the little point guard.
But she was at the WNBA draft.
Oh, okay.
And she had on like a fire white like pantsuit, but it was like a vest.
Giving me eyes like we don't know what we're talking about.
We don't really, but it doesn't matter. That's the point. This is what I want to say. Sabrina's the girl who has the shoe already and plays for the Liberty. We're out here f***ing it up. Let me just bring up the names. The girl who wore the black and white dress.
Yes.
I roll with that more than I roll with Angel Reese because to me, a sparkly gown is prom. That's the only place you're wearing a sparkly gown.
But my nickname is Bayou Barbie. I'm a Barbie. Of course I would come in a sparkly dress.
I hated it.
I did too, but.
Caitlin Clark. Cameron Brink is the girl that played for Stanford, and she went number 2 in the black and white dress, which I respected and with.
Yeah, okay.
Because yes, men do wear like tuxes and really nice suits to the draft. So I understand as women, we want to come in like a nice dress or a gown. My problem with Angel Reese's dress was that it looked like a prom dress to me. It looked amateur. It looked immature. It looked, I'm not here for business.
It was like a Grammys dress.
Maybe like a terrible Grammys dress.
But you know what I mean? Like more like an award
show.
Like
I'm a rapper. Like I'm Cardi B going to the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
Not I'm Beyonce. Mm. Beyonce might wear that to the Grammys.
For sure. And nude.
Well, the point is I didn't think it was appropriate for the WNBA draft. I'm just going to go on record. I liked Caitlin Clark's Prada look. I agree. Not Taylor properly. I'm just going to leave it at that. Not Taylor properly. I agree. Cameron Brink, black and white.
Stunning.
High slit. Slay. Camila Cardoza wore the red suit. I like
power
that.
Suit.
Power suit. Give it to us. Give it to us. So Rekia Jackson, who went number 4 from Tennessee, also killed because guess what she did? A wardrobe change.
Okay.
I love that for her.
Did you see both of the looks?
Yeah. She wore the red on the carpet. And then when she got drafted, she had on the white suit. It was like kind of like metallic-y looking.
She got her looks off.
Listen, I'm here for it. Get your looks off, sis. I was just disappointed with Angel Reese's look. That I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
I expected more. Although now that you're saying she's the Bayou Barbie, I guess I didn't expect more.
Yeah.
I guess she's been giving us Fashion Nova. So this is very on brand.
I'm actually very relieved she let up on some of the lashes.
Yeah.
She went a little bit wispier, a little lighter.
Yeah, more natural.
I also saw that now she is not with that man from Florida.
No, she broke up.
She's single. They broke up.
Mm-hmm.
So she's, headed to Chi-Town, headed to Chicago, headed to Chi-Rack.
Oh, Chris has that tattoo on his leg.
What tattoo?
Chi-Rack. It says Chi-Rack on his leg.
But it's interesting on this topic. I have a real question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a point in my life when I was younger, when I was like doing dance everything, where I wanted to be a professional ballerina.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom understood what that meant salary-wise.
Yeah.
To want to be a professional.
Right.
Ballerina. Mm-hmm. Even at moments when it was like, okay, she's like, well, what are you going to be after? Like, if you're in a dance company and you only have shows in the spring, what are you going to do? I'm like, oh, I'm going to open a dance studio, which like also only has, but so much legs on it, right? You know what I mean? Like, they're kind of just like out there dreams for not that much money, but she never made me feel that way.
Right.
And so I would just like to, as a real friend of yours, ask you genuinely what it feels like to have a child that has a dream that you would love to support, but know that this dream only really can take you but so far in life. Like, what does that feel like?
Well, just
to be clear. Because it stresses me out. Because it's stressing me out, okay?
So that's the thing. And I've had these conversations with Charlie. You know me. I'm honest. Ultimately, I'm paying for her to play basketball because, girl, this is about you better get a college scholarship. That's what I'm out here looking for. It's a college scholarship. Now, if you make it to the next level, great. But also, I'm thinking you study communications in college. Look at that girl that is actually here on ESPN talking about basketball, where she played basketball, but now she's talking about basketball. And there's another girl who plays in the WNBA, but she also does.
Like Aaliyah Edwards.
Yeah. And it's the Nigerian name that I will just destroy I say it. Okay. But yeah, there's women like that. And I was telling her, like, that would be dope. Since you have such a love for basketball, why not use that and then you can parlay it into a career? And she was like, well, no, I'm going to play in the WNBA. I said, great, but guess what? The WNBA is only 4 months out of the year. And guess how much money they make? Not enough money to live. So you are, no matter what, you are going to have another job.
Mm.
And that's why I was like, since you love basketball so much, maybe think about doing this. Start watching that. Like, that is something that I actually wanted to do when I was young. So I'm like, look at this. Like, you can use your knowledge and love for basketball and play basketball, but also do something else.
And she was like, you just level set her expectations. Like, that can't be the only goal.
I told her. I said, that cannot be the only thing. Because I was like, you know, Caitlin Clark, they're saying she's like the biggest thing to happen to women's basketball and whatever. Guess how much money she's making? I thought it was 68 or something. You just said 70.
78.
Okay.
She's so, like in the 70s for 4 years.
And she was like, okay. I said, oh no, sis. I said, that's not enough money. I said, that's not enough money to live. I just saw something that said that you need at least $200,000 a year to live comfortably in LA. And she was like, well, I don't have to play in LA. I said, okay, I don't care. At the point when you're there, that's going to be times two. I said, so you will need another job. You over here talking about how you're going to buy houses and Lamborghinis and all that stuff. This is not the NBA, my G. This is different.
Yeah.
In my head, I look at it as like the goal is to get her to the next level. You know, like let's pay for college. I have set my expectations at that. I have also told her, you understand the goal of putting in all this work is to get a college scholarship. That's the goal. And then once we get there, we can talk about the next step. And then we can talk about the next step.
Yeah. It's so interesting how you walk that line of supporting the dream, but also teach the lesson that like this isn't all you can bet on. It's interesting.
Yeah, it's tough. And a lot of parents don't do it enough. And that's why you have these delusional parents out here with delusional kids. And it's a nightmare. And to be honest with you, like you can look at these men that have actually made it. But still didn't have a backup plan. And now they're just walking around.
This town for so long, been walking around.
The point is, no matter how good it looks at any given time, there's always the other side of that coin. Mm-hmm. And you need to be real with your kids.
It's true.
Yeah.
Asha Lee.
Uh-oh. Lee, not the three syllable.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
I found out something about you as a mom this week.
Oh, no. What did I do?
This Instagram page popped up in my Explorer feed.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of the Instagram was of Black Students.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Do you understand the embarrassment? And do you understand the way that they look at me on campus? And do you understand how there's another one? And some lady literally DM'd me and was like, I hope you're coming into this. You're our karaoke queen. Ashley, I got way too drunk. That was wild. Is the video on the Instagram page? I thought it was a story.
No, actually.
Oh, you don't even know this. I just told on myself.
You just told on yourself. Shit. And I can't wait to hear this story. But I have idea what this school is. I have no idea what's happening. And I see all this community of Black parents. And I'm like, oh, wow, this is so sweet. And then I see a girl that I know who comments and was like, it was so great fellowshipping with you all this morning. And I was like, what school is this? And then I look and I was like, oh, this is Ashley's kids' school Black parent group.
Yeah.
So I'm scrolling and there is not a f-ing like from Ashley North. Not a double tap, not a followed by, not a double tap, not a nothing from Ashley North. Hang on, just let me get there.
Okay.
So I'm looking, scrolling through, and I'm like, oh, word, Ashley's too good for the Black Parent Committee at Sierra Canyon. Oh, it sounds like it would be right up her alley. But look at her, not participating. She's just got the Black parents fighting the fight on their own. And then there's a post that says, Black Parents Cocktail Mixer.
Give me a drink.
Free, open bar. I can't breathe. Open bar, free drinks, no kids allowed. Okay. Double tapped. Ashley North style. Now, when they wanted to take the kids to the amusement park, no Ashley North style. When they had the fundraiser, no Ashley North style. When they had the breakfast bring free donuts to the kids, no Ashley North style. When they had the free mixer with the open bar, Ashley North
style. Oh my God, I'm mad. No, that is true. So first of all, I do follow them.
Are you sure?
And I have supported them. Yes. They do like every Monday, they have like coffee at like a Starbucks or on campus. I have not done that, but that's because I have to work or work out. It's one or the other. Mm-hmm. But I have supported them in different ways. Maybe not liking all their posts on Instagram, but I do follow them. And what I want to say is, yes, not only did I like that post, but I attended. Support. See that?
I bet you did. I bet you did.
And I, in fact, was the life of the party. And now we have another mixer, literally, I think it's this weekend or next weekend. Hold on. Either way, I got a message that said, I hope you're coming because you were the life of the party, karaoke queen. Thank you.
Can't
the point is, I got wasted off that freaking bar and they started doing karaoke, which is like my very favorite thing to do. So, of course, I get up there. Like, no one even probably knows me. I've never spoken out loud. People think I'm quiet, that I'm shy, that I'm probably a bitch. Like, all the things that I've heard about myself all the time. Because as I walk through school, I'm not, like, overly friendly.
Yeah.
Until you put the karaoke on and people were like, oh, this is amazing. The point is, I'll be back. I'm going to run it back.
Please take some footage at the next mixer of you.
Saturday, April 27th. Listen, they said, hope you can make it. You are the karaoke queen. Point is, I support.
Point is, I follow way too many moms. That popped up in my Instagram feed.
The point is, there was an actual video of me singing karaoke that they put up on the page where I was obviously extremely drunk and then tagged me. And I was like, okay, what we're not going to do is this.
Violation.
Actual violation.
So, but yeah, I did find out that you may only be a partial supporter of the parents of Black students because of the free alcohol.
That is funny, though, that you peep that. I'm an alcoholic. If you give a free bar, a open bar,
you'll be there.
Count me in.
BBL Drake.
Girl, who said it?
Rick Ross. Ross went in. Ross is beefing like it's early 2000s.
So how did Rick Ross get pulled into it? It's really hard for me to follow all of this. I'm not going to lie.
So Drake apparently has also dissed Ross recently.
Okay.
Ross put out a pretty harsh diss record, calling him white boy, saying he had surgery, telling him he's a rat. He sent cease and desist papers to French Montana. You haven't heard this?
No.
Oh, Ashley.
It's bad?
Ashley.
Is it like a full song?
Called Champagne Moment.
Like his moves, but he never had a fight in school. Always ran, another nigga had to write your grooves. Flow was copying your pace, Weezy gave you the juice. Another white boy at the park wanna hang with the crew. Let you DM my old, but got bitches you can't. Let you get on my songs, it was good for your face. Now bitch nigga is home, and no room for debate. Pop a perk for the feel, go and count me a meal. Kill you niggas for free, do it all for the thrill. Niggas leaking they records when we speaking directly. If we keeping it gangster, when you see me, you check me.
By the way, I got a lot of respect for a lot of rappers, but I got one guy. He's my favorite person to rap with on any song. His name is Rick Ross.
Made that music.
You ain't never wanna be a nigga anyway, nigga. That's why you had an operation to make your nose smaller than your father knows, nigga. I unfollowed you, nigga, cause you sent the motherfucking cease and desist to French Montana, nigga. You sent the police, nigga, hating on my dog Project. That wasn't the same white boy that I seen, nigga, when we were making them early records, nigga. When you were happy to be around, nigga, seeing niggas holding them sticks. Yeah, you old motherfucking stunner your life, nigga. Give Weezy some more money, nigga. Give Rap-A-Lot some more money, nigga. White boy, yeah.
Does it keep going?
Basically, like, he just keeps talking shit like that for the rest of the record.
Damn. So this is getting serious. But it's like, I wish anyone but Rick Ross said it.
Why?
Because Rick Ross probably could use a BBL.
Or Rick Ross has lost mad weight and he did it, like, probably with Ozempic, but
yeah,
he no was in surgery. The gym and, like, working out. Yeah.
Oh, really?
In fact, he says in there, I'm a fat like, I could use my skin tucked. I get it. But, like,
we know you had ab sketching.
So he had ab sketching. Do we think he got his nose done?
I think that he looks completely different. So, okay. Yeah. I will possibly co-sign a nose job. I also wouldn't put it past him to have one of those filler nose jobs that the girlies get. Listen, possibilities are endless here.
Well, he knows all the doctors. He's probably paid all the doctors for all the girlies.
The doctors probably owe him some free for how much he's sponsored.
I look at some pictures and I'm like, definitely had a nose job for sure. I look at other pictures and I was like, no, that's the same nose.
Yeah.
But then I do remember feeling like he had a drastic change in his upper mouth area.
If you tell me Drake got filler in his lips,
he started just pouting all the time, like having the bad bitch pout. And I'm wondering if he got something done to his nose and it pulled his lip up. And maybe he's not pouting, but whatever he did to his nose is pulling his upper lip up and it's giving him the pout.
Wow. This is so interesting.
He didn't get a BBL, but it's just like all the surgeries is giving and he gave it. Yeah. Like, it just sounds good. BBL Drizzy.
Yeah. It's tough because when I was younger, my nose was more round too.
Mm.
Maybe it's just facial hair.
Maybe. And then, you know, ASAP jumped in.
ASAP jumped in?
Yes. Metro Boomin and Future put out the bonus, the extended version of their album. And ASAP jumped in basically talking about how he hit Drake's baby mom before Drake got her pregnant.
First one, call up Pluto, Metro shoulda put me on the first one. Niggas swear they bitch the baddest, I just bagged the worst one. Niggas in they feelings over women, what you heard of, son? I smashed before you birth, son. Flacco hit it first, son.
ASAP. Now that we still don't trust you, I actually really enjoy.
I agree.
The first one was like, whatever, the we still don't trust you, I really like.
But then you heard Drake come and clean everybody up with his record, right?
Hey, I could never be nobody number one fan. Your first number one, I had to put it in your hand. You pussies can't get booked outside America for Nan. I'm out in Tokyo because I'm big in Japan. I'm the hit maker y'all depend on. Backstage in my city, it was friend zone. You won't never take no chain off of us. How the fuck you big stepping with a size 7 man's on? What the fuck is this, a 20v1, nigga? What's a prince to a king? He a son, nigga. Get more love in a city that you run, nigga. Metro, shut your whole ass up and make some drums, nigga.
Yes, I heard it because that's what Drake does. And then Cole.
I mean, you know how I just sat on this podcast a few weeks ago and called that man a king.
Yeah.
And so for those that don't know, Kendrick fired on the Metro Boomin and Future album at Drake, which also included Cole because he said the three line.
Yeah.
Cole responds, put 7-minute drill out on his album and disses Kendrick back.
Mm-hmm.
Then the very next weekend gets on stage at Dreamville Fest and makes a public apology and removes the song from streaming services.
Oh, it's removed?
You can't even hear it right now if you didn't buy it.
He removed it. I mean, he said might delete later.
He did. I am not mad at J. Cole for staying true to himself. And if rap beef is not in line with who he is as a person or the type of music he wants to create or the legacy he wants to live, mm-hmm. I am here for that.
Yeah.
But I am also of the belief that you cannot put the bullet back in the gun.
No, once it's shot, it's fired. It's a wrap.
That's it. I've actually not done things because the bullet's already come out the gun for me. And I'm like, all right, well, can't walk that back. It is what it is. Like, you know what
stand
I mean? Like
on that one.
You gotta just, sometimes you just gotta stand on it.
Yeah, that's tough.
I just feel like even if he did not feel like rap beef is who he is or who he wants to be, I would have loved a record where he came out and he was just like, I basically rapped about how he was above it all and it was beneath him and how he got sucked in and how, like he could have just even presented the walk back in a more king-like way.
But apologizing on stage and then deleting the track is wild.
That's not king-like behavior to me. It's not king-like. How do you feel?
I agree. I didn't love that for him. I understand where he was coming from, but I agree that there is a better way to run it back. That feels very weak. And like we said, he's a king. He has existed in a space that is sort of above the bullshit, but now you kind of went and you got in the bullshit. But a week later to then apologize on stage, I didn't love that. I didn't love it. I like what you said. Like, he should have come out with another song.
Like, for shit, sure, I'm walking the shit
whatever.
Back.
Like, this
I'm
isn't tripping. Who I am.
Yeah,
let me, you know.
And
but
we all
would've
ate it up.
Ate it up.
Oh my God! Yeah, he is a king.
He's a king. Yeah.
But instead, we're left with wait, what?
Yeah.
J. Cole.
I couldn't even listen to the apology. I just saw that it said he apologized, and I was like, no,
me too. I'm out of here. And then it's also like when I really listened back to the Kendrick verse on Like That,
mm-hmm.
what I realized is I actually don't think he was firing at Cole at all.
No. Who fires at Cole? That's weird.
Motherfuck the big three. Nigga, it's just big me. Nigga, boom.
It made you feel like he was coming at Cole, but it's like, I really don't. And I think Cole also realized that. He realized, like, yo, I might have jumped.
Yeah, real fast. Damn, Cole. Can you still come back from it?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I can't consider you the greatest if you're not willing to go up and fight to be the greatest.
Yeah. And then has Kendrick said anything?
Kendrick hasn't said anything yet, but apparently there's something coming. So we just have the original diss with Kendrick, Future, Metro.
Yes.
We have Cole's response.
Yes.
We have Rick Ross's response.
And we have Drake.
We have Metro Boomin and Future coming out with part two with ASAP and The Weeknd coming at Drake.
Right.
And then we have Drake's response coming at Ross, The Weeknd, Kendrick, Metro, Future. And so we're waiting to hear back from Kendrick now.
That's a lot of people to have to come back at, but he did that. He did that.
He did that. I'm going to give that boy his credit. He did that.
He did that. It's like you can say what you want to say about Drake, but at the end of the day, like lyrically, he is very strong.
Now, here's the only thing that's tricky. So Rick Ross is like trolling him online, right? Rick Ross is going on this tangent about how he has more money than Drake, which at first glance sounds absolutely f-ing ridiculous. But the more I look and think about it, Rick Ross might have more money than we're really actually
giving him credit for.
That man has hella real estate.
Yeah.
Hella franchises.
Yeah.
I actually think that he might be.
He might really be able to stand on that.
Even like Maybach Music, like Meek Mill was signed to him. Wale was signed to him. Yeah. Bel Air. Like we might not drink Bel Air, but Bel Air is like a thing.
Okay. Well, you go, Rick Ross. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm curious. The more I look at it, the more I'm like, listen, I thought it was a shot in the dark, but like, maybe.
It could be a thing. We need more investigating.
So, yeah. So, beef in these streets. Beef in these hip-hop streets. Shout out to the listener that sent the Mariah Carey dates to our DMs because now we have a birthday plan for you.
I don't think you understand how long I've been wanting to see Mariah Carey, and the fact that she's going to be performing on my birthday, a whole Mariah concert.
It's giving like Usher in Vegas residency, but Mariah residency.
I'm thrilled. I'm over the moon.
We might be too late for tickets on this. Now that as you said that out loud, I just thought about it. Like people stan Mariah.
People Let do stan see. Mariah, but I don't think we have to worry.
I mean, well, do you have the Mariah Carey hookup or something?
I have like a Live Nation hookup or like a Vegas hookup or someone who will get us tickets.
Okay. Let's say that we wanted to go like July 31st.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. How many tickets? Four, let's just say, to just see what's happening. So section 102, which is right in front of the stage, are starting at $413.
Okay.
And then the other sides on the side are starting from like $363.
Where is she performing?
This is the Dolby Live at the Park MGM.
Well, that's the same as Usher.
Okay, so yeah, let's get on this plan is my point.
Okay, let's get on it. I'm so excited.
Yay, it's going to be a very busy July.
I can't wait.
Yes. OMG, sis. OMG. Bro, I had an experience this week that I pray that you can relate to.
Uh-oh.
Basically, I clicked this girl's Instagram page.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm scrolling through, I'm seeing my single guy friends, their names like pop up one at a time, like liked by. And I'm just like, damn, there's always a couple trusty you can depend on, trusty, thirsty that is going to be up under every girl's page.
I got two of them. I got two of them that guarantee you see a bad bitch on Explore, liked by. Spank.
Yes.
And I swear to God, Spank knows every single bad bitch in America. and probably other countries as well. Spank is under every single one of them. And you know who else?
Who?
Ivan.
It is so confusing to me how he could have such a low private profile but literally be under every single girl's
be
photo.
Active. Active. Because that's how they be getting them. They like their photos, I think.
My homie Ferris?
Mm-hmm.
Yo. It could be some girl from Little Rock, Arkansas with 5,600 followers.
But a fat ass. But she got a
Ferris will be under her post. Fly ride. Yo, you can always count on him.
Oh, this guy too. Stay Fly Thrash. He's like a, like he makes like suits. He's like a tailor. He be under all the bad bitches too.
If you just get like four photos down, you'll eventually find his name.
Yeah.
Like I'll be like, oh, this is someone new. No, no, no. Oh, but there
nope.
he is.
There he is. There's my guy.
I don't know if you know Spank, Maul though. From the, he used to be on the Joe Budden podcast, Rory and Maul. Maul puts money bags in the comments under girls.
Mm-hmm.
So you can always tell how bad the bitch is based on how many money bags he puts.
Stop.
So he might put like five money bags. It's like whatever. But if it's like two rows of money bags, it's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the one.
Mm-hmm.
That is funny.
It is. It's definitely funny.
You've got mail.
Check your DM.
What's your take?
If I have to go up to order, I'm not tipping. You know, restaurants are all self-serve. They're all self-serve now.
So 0%.
Zero. At this point, I work there.
You're doing the work. You should get tipped.
They have the nerve on the iPad to do 15% tip. Chas v'shalom, 20% tip. Tip you? Why don't you tip me? Take 15%, 20 off the bill. No, literally, just pay people a living wage and leave us alone already.
Well, tipping when you have to do the work is awful.
Yeah, what, come a year? We're tipping 45%. We're making the shit ourselves.
What about coffee shops?
Zero.
You didn't tip for that.
Oh, this guy was rude as hell. I want to even cover the name here. I don't even want to give him anything. I'm telling you right now, the business must pay their employees. They continue to levy more and more on the consumer.
You're doing a peaceful protest.
Yes. You tip where you have service at a restaurant, tip 45.
Now everyone expects 20%.
You know, especially a coffee shop. You know they love to flip it back, the iPad? Nobody flips one back better than me. I don't give a fuck.
You hit zero and then you flip it right back. You know what I do? I leave a pity tip.
But that's what it should be. If you're feeling a tip, give a tip. But a mandatory tip, now we've lost the essence of the tip. Now we're doing wages. Now I work there. And I'm paying to work there. By the way, people said, oh, well, inflation, because inflation went up. Yeah, well, a tip's a percentage. So you're getting a percentage of the inflated price. What are we double dipping? Pay your people and leave us alone already. Bring back the $2 tip.
100% agree. I'm in.
I agree.
I have brought back the $2 tip.
I love that for you.
I actually do not tip a single penny over $2 on my Uber Eats and Uber deliveries now and forever moving forward. I don't care what the total is. I am so sorry that you decided to pick this career that doesn't want to pay you a livable wage.
Yeah.
But it is not my responsibility.
I'm already paying way more than this food actually costs. So at some point, that company needs to be paying you instead of expecting me to also tip you on top of this astronomical service charge that they're charging me already.
I'm actually paying for my service. This tip is to walk this bag from your car to my front door.
And half the time they miss stuff. I hate that.
Come on. You're drinking my juice. But somehow you want me to pay 15% on this Uber Eats charge?
It's wild.
Absolutely
not. I noticed that the other day because I don't really go into Starbucks. I always just go through the drive-thru. And I have the Starbucks app. I just scan it. And I never tip. I never tip. The other day, I noticed that there's a place in there where you can add a tip, and I never had even seen it. So I had been doing it blindly, not even thinking about it, but now I'm going to continue to not tip.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Yeah. Something like Starbucks, like, for instance, in college, I used to work at a coffee, like a small one. It was like just a little mom and pop one. I used to make coffee. It was like a drive-through. It had like the little window. It was very small. Mm-hmm. The people used to be nice. They used to tip. But I was also nice. I knew the people's names. We had conversation. It was personable. You could tip me. She said, like, if you feel like you had good service, you tip. Like at a restaurant, I get it. Like they are actually working hard to like.
Come on, the airport. This one gets me. First off, I've been in this little concession stand already for 10 minutes longer than I needed to be in this line. Mm-hmm. Y'all are slow as hell up in mm-hmm. here. And now I already am paying $4 for this bottle of water that should cost me no more than $1.25.
Waters be so expensive.
Water so expensive in the airport. Anyways, I'm overcharged for everything I have here. And this machine has the audacity to ask me if I want to tip you 15, 20, or 25%.
Wild.
For what? For standing here?
Yeah. It's not our job.
And then for some reason, I feel guilty when I don't do it because the person is looking at me.
The other day I did it. I pushed the button out of guilt because it was like an older woman and I just felt bad.
They've gotten me too. Yeah. And that's why we need to take a stand.
Yeah. Okay. Remove how do you feel guilt. About like when you go to a bar and order drinks? $1 per drink?
That used to be back in high school.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
Oh, it was a dollar a drink. Ashley, no.
It's not a dollar a drink.
No. But it definitely used to be a dollar a drink. Straight up. That was
straight up. If I'm buying me and my three friends drinks, you get $4. Love you. See you later. Wait, I've still been doing that.
No, you haven't. Grow up. As an adult, you don't just tip off the bill?
Not if I'm... If I like walk up to the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
No.
Yeah, like I went to the bar by myself the other day. They hand you a bill. Yeah. And I think it was like $25 or something and I tipped four. So that was like 20%. Right. Okay, fine.
Even though you didn't have four drinks, or did you?
No, I had one drink.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So you weren't going to give her $1.
Yeah.
But low-key, bring back the dollar drink tip.
It wasn't that hard. You shook it and poured it out.
There's mad people and you're going to get mad dollars.
But let me tell you, I think bartenders are someone who really work off of tips.
Yes. But also what people don't realize is that a lot of times in restaurants, the waitresses tip back the bars on all the drinks made for their tables.
Oh, interesting.
When I was a waitress, we would have our food total and we would have a drink total and we would have to tip out the bartender based on the drink total.
Oh, like at the end of the night.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of restaurants, do they tip share? Like, do you have to share your tips?
So that was like, the only sharing that we did. But this is actually very interesting. I learned this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage people to ask when you see this. Typically, when you see a service charge on your bill,
mm-hmm.
that fee is split amongst everybody that works in the restaurant.
Oh.
Or maybe the front of house, or maybe it goes to the back of house. But the service charge does not go to your particular waiter or waitress. If you would like your particular waiter or waitress to get tipped, you have to do in that additional gratuity that would go to your waiter or waitress.
Okay.
I feel like there are plenty of times I'd be like, oh, service charge taken care of. And then you just sign it. But the service charge is not a tip.
That's like room service.
Correct.
I never tip on top of room service because I always see that service charge. And I'm like, oh, there's the tip. It's built in. Oh, I feel so bad.
I'm so sorry. I do not tip in room dining at hotels.
Why?
No. You brought this from the kitchen on the fourth floor in the elevator to here. You didn't get in a car. You didn't drive. You didn't do anything. And you're pissing me off standing at my door trying to take everything out the heater and set it up for me when I want to set it up myself.
That's what I was just about to say, because it takes them so long to take it out the heater and set it up. I'd be like, okay, thank you. Bye, bye. No. I want to take my clothes back off. I like
thank
to be
you.
Naked in hotel rooms by myself. I'm like,
even though it's really gross when you think about it.
The other day, I sat on the floor of a hotel room naked, and I was like, this was a mistake.
You what?
I was like, oh, yeah.
You had your bare ass on the carpet. Ew.
And as soon as I did it, I was like, oh. But then I was like, well, I've already done it now.
Might as well get comfy. Oh, let me spread a cheek, spread a cheek. Dang.
Oh my God, that's funny. Sorry.
I actually checked into a hotel the other day and looked up at the smoke detector. And the smoke detector.
There was a camera.
No. Oh. No, obviously whoever was in the room before me smoked in it because the smoke detector was covered with a shower cap and a ponytail holder.
You stop it. You stop it now. What city was this? Say the name.
In Boston.
Ghetto.
Ghetto.
That's hilarious.
Well, you got to really be blowing it down to set off the smoke detector in a hotel.
Yeah, that's wild.
So this climbed up because it was up.
Probably already tall. Chances are.
And definitely played for the because that's who was checking out as I was checking in.
I know.
Someone from the who stayed on the 18th floor at the Boston.
We know who you are. We know what you do.
Why didn't you leave any weed?
Leave it in the drawer next time.
Anyways, the point is I don't tip anybody at the airport.
Yeah.
$2 tips on Uber Eats. And if you swing that iPad around at me, no.
Stop it.
I have to.
Stop it. I don't want to.
Eliminate guilt from not tipping, period.
Love that for us.
What time is it?
It's question time.
What time is it?
It's question time.
Ooh. Ashley.
Yeah.
So since we already talked about the big three, I would like to play Mary Kill with you with the big three.
So just Mary, to be clear, because, you know, I'm not like a rap aficionado. The big three are?
Drake. J. Cole. And Kendrick Lamar. Mary Kill.
Well, we already know what I'm gonna who I'm going to kill.
Who?
Drake.
You're killing Drake.
Okay, let me start over.
Kind of like
I know
you
I'm marrying. I'm marrying Cole.
Done.
Hands down.
Okay. Done.
Period. That's the man you marry.
Okay.
Okay.
So, who are you gonna have sex with, and who are you gonna kill?
Yeah. So, you're right. I'm gonna have sex with Drake, and I'm gonna kill Kendrick Lamar. Sorry, not sorry. They said Kendrick Lamar has a small foot.
Size 7.5, I think Drake said.
How the fuck you be stepping with a size 7 man's on?
It's tricky.
Tricky.
Kill him. Off with his head.
Dead.
Is yours the same? Would you run it back the same way I just did it?
I don't know because I feel like in theory you're supposed to marry Cole. But Kendrick is actually, oh no, Cole is married too. I was like, because Kendrick's the only actual, only
Cole
one actually married. But both Kendrick and Cole are married. So yeah, so you gotta marry Kendrick or Cole. Yeah, you gotta marry Cole just off the sheer fact that like Kendrick would probably try to like lecture you to death.
Yeah, he seems a bit serious.
Yeah, like I don't have time for this right now. I gotta take the kids to soccer. Like, what the f- can they play sports?
That's why
or
they
not?
Say his wife was cheating on him with the bodyguard.
Yeah, I saw that.
I know.
Bodyguard like Whitney. Ooh, that's hard.
That's nasty work.
But yeah, I think I'm in the same boat as you. Unfortunately, I hate to kill Kendrick, but that's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really want to kill Kendrick.
But also, we saw Drake schlong, so there's that. What's next? Another Mary kill?
Okay, let's do the other side of this. Mary kill, Future, ASAP, Rick Ross.
Okay, so... marry Future.
You would marry Future? Okay.
I would ASAP and kill Rick Ross.
Okay.
And the reason why I have that answer is because I would finally be the bitch to lock Future down.
I love that for you. Good luck. It's giving never going to happen.
No, but honestly, really, truly, like when I just think about the life that I would like to live, I feel like ASAP is depending on Rihanna right now. And I'm just uninterested in being with someone that's going to end up being a man that's depending on me. That's crazy.
Well, the good news is Rihanna's a billionaire.
Right, but I'm not Rihanna. I'm just Ashley.
Okay, so you want to... But, like, honestly, by the time Future splits all his money up with all his baby moms...
You know what? That's a great point. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, it's tricky.
You're right. What is left?
What is left?
Well, it's not going to be Rick Ross.
No.
I mean, Anthony used to manage Future. He's probably got some good investments going.
Okay.
You know.
I think you stand on that. I think you stand on that. You said what you said.
Period.
You're going to marry Future.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready, Ashley?
Mm-hmm.
Marry, F, kill, old black sitcom dads. One, Cosby.
Oh, come on.
2, hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Oh, shit.
3, the dad from Family Matters.
Oh, I mean, this is a lose-lose. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, like, obviously you have to kill Bill Cosby because he's a rapist.
I know, but, like, if we're going with TV dad personality.
Oh, okay. So can we pretend, like, Bill Cosby isn't a rapist, like, before?
Yeah, just TV dads.
Oh, okay. I'm totally marrying Bill because he's going to make me laugh all the time. Okay. And then I'll hang out with Mr. Cooper because he was, like, tall and, I don't know, sporty. And then I'm definitely killing Family Matters dad. Gross.
Oh, come on. He loved his family.
I know. But he was a little fat. Little.
Okay, your turn.
Okay. Marry, kill brands of water, Ash.
Okay.
Essentia, mm-hmm. Smart Water, mm-hmm. And Dasani.
So, obviously, I have to kill Dasani because it has such a bad rap and it's filtered water. It's not even blah, 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 blah. Water snob.
It's water, people. The water it's better snobs. Than drinking a Coke. Give me a break.
So, Dasani, I kill.
Okay.
I am going to marry Smart Water, mm-hmm. And I'm going to Essentia.
Okay.
Mainly because Essentia is like the hot. It brand of the moment right now, but I just think Smart Water has staying power.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely staying with Smart Water. Although I do hear someone said that something was not like Smart Water wasn't totally it's all it's smart. Supposed to be cracked up to be either. But most men aren't anyway, and we marry them. So
the one thing that I was going to say about Smart Water is they are at least diversified. They have flavors. They have sparkling, they have flat, they have pH. I mean, they have alkaline. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have all the things. So yeah. I feel like overall, that's the solid person to marry. They have a diversified portfolio. You know what I'm saying?
Totally. And I feel like Essentia's kind of like a little bit of a whore.
Yeah, Essentia's like
Essentia
a whore
Essentia
for sure.
Essentia whored itself out a little bit. Yeah, for sure.
A gym whore. It's like a gym rat whore.
Yes, it's giving. Ash.
Yeah.
This is episode like 43.
Oh, so we're almost done. It's giving break time.
Yeah, we've consistently done like 42 to 45 episodes a season. Oh. Yeah, so it's going to be time for us to take a break. I don't know, next week or two.
That's so sad.
I guess we need it. A little creative break we can take.
Okay.
We had that other idea that we want to work on.
I'm excited.
So maybe we can work on that and get that out in the break.
But we can't tell people because then everyone will steal it. So.
But also what they can do is just definitely check out all the clips that we're going to put on YouTube of different parts of this season. Those will go out on YouTube while we take a break. So
we will stay connected.
Yeah, no, we're definitely active. We just won't be putting out episodes every week.
Yeah, we need it. We deserve it.
Anyways, Ash. We gotta go. We gotta get out of here.
Bye.
Talk to you next week.
Okay. You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Ask Ashley Podcast. And if you want to connect with us, you can find our website at www.askashleypodcast.com.
If you're looking to connect with us personally, you can find me, Ashley W, at Dear Young Queen. And you can find Ashley N at Ashley North Style.